No end in sight warns Rishi as boat migrant crisis hits new milestone. By Kurt Zindelka on August 22, 2023. Prime Insider Rishi Sunak has backtracked on one of his key pledges to the public, admitting on Monday that the government is likely to fail to stop the migrant crisis in the English Channel before the next election. In one of his first addresses to the British people after being installed in a globalist palace coup, Rishi Sunak promised in January that his government would stop the boats pouring across the English Channel from France. However, it appears that he no longer has faith in his government to accomplish this before voters head to the polls in next year's general election, which according to all projections will see the left-wing Labour Party sweep into power and likely scrap any measures put in place to stop the crisis. Responding on Monday as to whether he believed he could stop the crisis before the next election, the Prime Minister said according to the Times of London, "The current system is both unsustainable and is completely unfair. But particularly unfair on British taxpayers who are forking out millions of pounds to house illegal migrants in hotels and local communities. I want it to be done as soon as possible. But I also want to be honest with people that it is a complex problem. There is not one simple solution and it can't be solved overnight and I wouldn't be being straight with people if I said that was possible." The admission came as the number of crossings of the Channel surpassed yet another milestone, with another 661 illegals making the perilous journey from the beaches of France in 15 boats on Monday. This takes the total for the year to 18,618 according to tabulations of government figures done by the PA News Agency. Aside from giving £500 million more in payouts to the French to step up enforcement against the people smuggling gangs operating on the coastline around areas like Calais, the government's main deterrence strategy has been a holdover from the Boris Johnson administration, sending illegals to asylum processing centers in the East African nation of Rwanda. However, this plan has been in legal limbo since June of last year when the European Court of Human Rights, which the UK is still a member of as it is technically separate from the EU, controversially stepped in to block the maiden flight of migrants to the African country. Following this, a series of legal challenges were launched within Britain by pro-mass migration activist groups and attorneys. The scheme will finally appear before the UK Supreme Court in October. Yet, even if the government is successful in convincing the typically left-wing British judiciary to give legal approval to the Rwanda plan, there are mounting doubts over whether it would be able to serve as a meaningful deterrent to further boat migrants. A report this week from the Institute for Public Policy Research, IPPR, think tank said that it was far-fetched to think that Rwanda could process tens of thousands of asylum claimants, and therefore many would likely have to stay in the UK, regardless. Even if the arrangement to relocate asylum seekers to Rwanda is found to be lawful, it is expected that only relatively small numbers will be removed in practice, the report said. Warning of a perma-backlog of migrants who could not be legally removed or apply for asylum in the UK, as the government's illegal immigration bill prohibits illegals from applying for asylum. The IPPR said that the asylum backlog could hit 200,000 at a cost of £5.64 billion per year in housing and associated costs. If people are mostly accommodated by the Home Office, then in many cases this will need to be done indefinitely, given the intention of the Act is to deem them permanently inadmissible to the asylum system and their prospects of removal are low. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.